tell you the truth. Like Bleak said, these cowards cotton candy, simply sweet. Suburban chumps who never touch the street. Stay with the hawk and pound in the fleece, hawking them down, hawking pound, turning thin. Hit in and out the lace of his knees. The scrap from untamed beast, released from his cage.
Yo, it's your boy French Outside 9 Saints Podcast, episode 3, maybe 4. I'm here with the bros, the little bros, man. No fumbles themselves. Ali, Kamani, man, introduce yourselves. Let them know what y'all got going on.
Hey. All right, man, I'm Ali. You know, I'm from Portland. We've been running No Fumbles for about 2 years now. Just trying to stay consistent with everything and, you know, just keep dropping hard shit.
My name is Kamani Knox. I'm from Little River, South Carolina. And just kind of what he said, you know, just staying consistent on the brand, trying to grow and expand it, of course.
Word. So, this one right here, like to call me Twin Unk, all that shit. Nigga just turned 40, you know, so I'm officially Unk status. You know, I ain't mad at it. Like, how did y'all meet, like, and, like, get to the point that y'all decided y'all want to work together?
We met at child development, like, 4-year-old program, at the primary school, Dunmore the Beach. That's been my boy, really, shit, all the way up till now. I feel like we started to, you know, work on the brand and decide we wanted the brand. It would probably been around, like, February, January of 2023, because our first drop was, like, around August, end of July, August. So we decided to start working on the brand about January, February. We hit each other and was like, man, shit, we might need to come up with a clothing brand. And at first, the first name for the brand was Digital Dash, and it stuck for like a little bit, and then we just scratched.
Yeah, that shit kind of hard.
We talked about it for a minute before before we even brought the brand to life. It took months. Like, it wasn't like a quick process at all, like, because we really didn't know what name we wanted to establish with. So,
full effect.
It definitely took us. People think it was just a quick process, but it wasn't. Like, it was months before we, you know what I'm saying, we figured out a name. Then when we got the name, it was still months before we even decided to drop something. So
yeah, it's hard. Like even with my brand, like, I changed my logo maybe 4 times. The name stuck because of the meaning, like, Elena Lamar, that he gets, like, it stuck. But that logo, like, I had some trash, bro. Like, once I kept looking, and the more I was like, bro, I need something that's going.
You got to see what the trends are. Yeah, you exactly. know what I'm saying? See what the trends are.
I kept drawing, and then I changed it. I hit up my man, Spade. Mm-hmm. And he came up. He shot me a couple of different ones. I was like, yo, that sharp flex. And then, I definitely understand that aspect of, like, especially trying to come down, like, settle on something, and kind of float it out there just to see what type of feedback you get and shit.
Especially that everyone going to like.
Exactly. That's another key thing.
Because
I remember when you asked me about the shirts, and I was like, man, you probably want to go with this brand shirt. Stay away from the guild. And you started telling me, I was like, damn, the fumble's kind of hard. That shit hard. I mean, you showed me the mop with the tour dates.
Yeah.
I thought, that's a fire-ass shirt. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that, for sure.
Like, so, like, what is it like balancing, like school, because both y'all in college, or you just graduated from USC, you attend USC, like, how is it, like, balancing school, like, from a, on a week-to-week basis, like, with the brand?
Right.
Yeah, I would say, like we were saying, sometimes, you know, it goes droughts where we don't even, we're so busy, like, we can't even get to the brand within a week, you know?
But
we got class, you know, we athletes too, want to go outside, enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? And we enjoy life, you know, we travel, do things like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say every week is working on the brand, but when we do work on the brand, it's all at once, you know. It's we ordering the job, we getting the job right with sizes and things like that. Pricing, you know, marketing as well. So things like that, it expands to multiple weeks when we're working on it, but it could be weeks before we even get on to that. You know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like a good chaos situation.
Mm-hmm.
like it'll be calm, basically like calm before the storm. Like exactly now when we about to drop, like now when everything hit it. Like,
so like a control chaos.
Yeah, it's like control chaos. Like now
we still marketing.
Now we got to get photo shoots.
Talking to, you know, customers and stuff like that.
So manufacturer, like.
It's definitely like, and still talking to the manufacturers. Like
tracking so. Tracking the shipment, everything. So it's definitely like calm before the storm. Like,
y'all, I know it's my pet peeve when people order shit from me. And they hit you up. Like if it's somebody you know, they hit you up. Like for the track, and I'm like, bro, I know you got that text. Track that shit yourself. Like, hey, man, my shit ain't gone. Like, bro, like, come on, dog. Like, it's a business. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't call Amazon and be like, where my shit at? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, trying to get that respect because you professional.
I feel like it was more like that early on, though.
Yeah.
More like that early on. You know, early on, like, people calling, like, where my shirt at? But now we're kind of a little more established. Yeah, I feel like they don't, like when they get it, they're like, oh yeah.
They look at it like,
yeah, like they know
it's like, they shit. Like,
they know that it's coming. Yeah.
Like, and that's the professional part of it. Like I know, y'all moving. But like, I went out to the park at Ocean Isle Beach one day. I wasn't even going to hoop and I had my no fumble shorts on. I'm standing there with my son. My son was like, yeah, that boy got on the same shorts you got on. And I was like, what? I turned and looked. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I walked up to him. I asked him if he knew y'all. He was like, yeah, I forgot the dude's name. He was like, yeah. He's like, they're my boys, man. And I was like, shit, that's what's up. But, like, even, like, in Walmart and Shell Up, like, I've seen somebody with a shirt on. Yeah. Like, just from a distance.
Bro, it's crazy because people from, like Columbia send us a photo or video. Like, we don't even know
them. We don't even know them.
Exactly. We don't even know them. They got it on.
It was like a
people
time,
like that here too.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit, I was walking to class one time, like seeing a girl like with a beanie on. Never seen her a day in my life. I'm like, damn, bro. Yeah,
you think it was hers or man?
Nah, it was the pink one. Like, oh, so,
I don't care. You think it was hers or man?
I hope it was hers. I hope it was hers, bro. Right. Like another time, like I was like, I realized, like, okay, cool, like. This shit rocking like that.
Yeah.
Bike weekend. Last bike weekend.
Yeah. I remember that.
We dropped.
And I wasn't even outside. Like personally, I wasn't even outside during the bike weekend. I'm just seeing it on people's stories.
Yeah, all over.
All over stories. Like,
like
you were sending me videos and pictures.
I was out here like last bike weekend. I'm like, shh. Like, yeah.
That's when I knew.
I was like, cause I ain't even had no fumbles on myself. Like, I had a regular t-shirt on and I'm just walking, you know, walking down Atlantic Beach. I'm like, damn.
And then
like,
it's some people
right
you
there.
Knew
they
had it on, and then it's some people you didn't.
Didn't know, there you go. Yeah, like.
I know Blaine was like on the stage last year and he was like just live, like just the artists and shit they had going on. And I'm watching it and I'm like, this motherfucker's got no fumbles. Like,
talking a lot of people too.
Yeah, like last year was crazy.
And I wasn't even outside, so I'm seeing people's stories. Like, dang, the brand.
And they not even like highlighting it.
They just chilling. They just chilling. Just going down.
That's how I was like, they got motion, and that's where it starts, man. It starts small. Like y'all growing up in this different generation where. Y'all got everything in front of y'all. Everything's accessible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know both of y'all, like play sports. I know you play running back. You hoop. He say you can hoop. Nah, at least say you can hoop.
Nah, like, bro, nice.
I lost it, man.
Nah, fuck out of
here. Bro, nice.
You're old.
like, what was it like, how was it like for y'all, like playing high school sports? Like, I know y'all went to state. Senior year.
And shit, that shit was a blast, bro. Like, that shit was a blast. Like, no lie, bro. Like, I know a lot of people would be like, man, she gotta let the high school shit go. Like, and I didn't let it go because, you know, the brand that took away from a lot of stuff, like, you know, I could channel my energy to something else. But no lie, that shit was fun. Like, you know, we live in a football community. So, like, when we winning, like,
everything. Everything better.
Man, teachers letting you slide by on schoolwork and shit. Like, now you get 100 yards, you got to take this vocal test.
That's crazy.
100 yards, not nothing. I was averaging 160, like. You feel me? Like, that shit was nuts. You feel me? So, yeah, that's football. That shit was turning high school. No count.
No count. Get 100. I was averaging 160.
Yeah, you feel me? Like,
man, like, yo, God. Oh, like speaking of, like, what are y'all thoughts on, like the NIL, like, going on? Like, what's my man at, the quarterback that was at Tennessee?
Nico?
Nico. He wanted four mil. And, like, he's at UCLA now.
Yeah, he got, like, UCLA. He got, like, two mil.
Taxes here.
I feel like players definitely should get paid. I don't know if you've seen now, like, they're trying to make it where they get salary, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
I feel like that's a little overboard, it's already ruining kind of sports a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. I would say it's ruining sports a little bit, but it make it more interesting. You know, it's good to see the young be able to get that type of money and do something back to, with their, you know, communities, like, stuff like that, and give back. So,
like, old boy that played at Carolina, ugly motherfucker.
Hold up.
I feel like he was at Carolina for like 10 years.
Baycott.
Like, I didn't know, like, I knew he was like still trying to get in the league at one point.
But, like, he made so much money in NIL, like, he didn't need to go to the league.
They said he invested in a hotel or something.
And he did his shit right. That's the thing. I feel like if you are an athlete and you going to college like that, big college, like, you got to do it right.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
With your money, like, go get you the best thing I would say is, you know, somebody financial to hold your money, like, or invest your money, because, like, you keeping your money all to you, you seeing them checks every month, what you going to do? Like, more than likely, you going to blow it, you know? You're going to spend that type of money. And that's, like, I would say the best thing is so many, like, they got so many, like, NIL, like, teams almost, not teams, but, like, companies that can represent you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they got so many companies that can represent you. I feel like it would be a good thing, like, to have that, so you're not just wasting that type of money. Like,
I think they should.
But,
and I know, like, Mario Cristobal and Miami was, like, had established something like, yo, I don't mind y'all getting your NIL deal, but, like, it's going to be, like, a level of NIL deal. So, like, obviously, they got to contact, like, the school and stuff. Yeah. So, like, they categorize, like, whether it's a small car dealership, a local car dealership, right? Yeah. So, all right, yo, you got to achieve, like, this amount of tackles before you can, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, almost like incentives, like, before you can get to what you need to get to.
Yeah.
Like when I was growing up, there was the O'Bannon brothers, Ed and Charles O'Bannon. That's kind of where that NIL shit really kicked off, because they were twins and they were so popular. They were hooping at UCLA. They put one of them on the cover of NCAA college basketball one year, right? Niggas get to the NBA. Their career ain't really paying out.
You sure?
One of them went back and sued the NCAA. For name, image, likeness, because he on the game, like, they won that shit.
Yeah.
So that's really why they stopped with the college games, like, for a long time, bro. Yeah. I don't know if y'all knew that, but, like, them boys sued. I know one of them played for the Nets and sued, and they won, and I was like,
yeah,
that's crazy. But if you think about, like, damn, bro, like,
right, bro. Think about how
wearing my jersey.
But think about how many other players who missed out on their money.
Right.
Tim Tebow, Reggie Bush.
Oh, God.
You feel me? Johnny Manziel made money, but think about, he would have had NIL, what he would have made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's players like that.
Someone probably went to league. Like,
exactly.
Like Tebow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, their league never, even their career, it didn't pan out how it's supposed to. So, like,
NIL,
you feel me? If they would have got that money in college, like, it might, who knows what Johnny Manziel would have did.
I honestly don't even want to know. Ali, I'm going to start with you. If you could build your dream starting five from any era of basketball, like, who would be your five?
I could pay positions of basketball, right?
Yeah.
Positions of basketball. I'm going to go Brian 1. He's going to facilitate for me. I'm going to go Mike 2. Be Kobe 3.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's all I need. Some respect on Go. Go ahead.
Give me Shaq at the five. Give me Shaq at the five. I want to go at four.
I like that. There's only one answer for the four, bro.
Who you feel like?
I can't. I ain't gonna. Right, oh, you know, answer. About you. Tell me one answer at the four, bro.
Shit.
There's only one answer.
Y'all feeling like Tim Duncan?
Yeah. It's either Tim or Dirk, bro.
I like Dirk. I'll take Dirk over Tim.
It's, okay. It's a 14-year anniversary. You feel me? Like, let me get Dirk. Too.
Let me get Dirk. No space to flow.
Okay. I'm going to go Shaq at the five.
Uh-huh.
But see, Shaq mess up the spacing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I might take Shaq out my lineup. But I do like Shaq because of his dominance, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Olajuwon. I'm going to go Olajuwon because he's going to space the floor. Him and Tim Duncan. Got to go Tim Duncan. At the one, I got to throw – I feel like it got to be Curry because he could facilitate and shoot, but he lacked the defense is the problem. And I feel like I got to go more a defensive team because that's, you know, principles. So I'm gonna go Magic Johnson at the one.
All right, yeah.
Because right. He's gonna facilitate in defense.
It's a big guard.
And I just need two scorers, two real scorers. Like, can give me 40 and 50 on the night. And that's Bron and KD.
I like that.
Magic.
Bron, KD, Duncan, and Olajuwon.
Yeah,
I like that's
that.
Nasty.
That's a defensive like squad.
That's nasty.
They're gonna spread the floor.
Let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask you both. Which era Bron?
I'm getting that Bron on the Heat Bron. Because that's the.
I'm taking.
Cavs was more, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go a specific year.
2018 Bron.
Yeah. 2018
Bron.
Different.
I'm going
2018 Bron.
That's different.
I hated him.
But I got to go that Heat Bron and OKC KD. Because what both of them was then.
Yeah.
Them niggas downhill, trying to get to it. KD, pull up.
That year KD left, like, bro, he was different, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, come down.
Different type of player.
Then went to
Golden State and did what he did. Like,
yeah.
So,
man, I ain't never seen somebody come down the court. Like, and I used to think, and I still think Melo has, like, top three quickest steps ever in the game.
Yeah.
But like I used to love when Melo would come down the court and just hits he pull, right?
Yeah.
Or he'll catch it one dribble pull.
Yeah.
Bro, then you see KD.
Yeah. KD hits he pull crazy as hell.
His arms longer.
His hands pull crazy as hell.
You got to like get in your sense because if he do this, he could go around quick, bro. And you cut that off, bro.
Off topic. Did we watch the Lance versus Beasley?
I did.
I seen highlights of it. I ain't seen the whole thing.
I did.
Beasley being a bucket, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, come on.
Definitely.
Like, yo, I want niggas to go back.
For a fact.
To
Beasley said he beat Brian.
He said he beat Brian.
Haslam confirmed it. Giannis Haslam confirmed it. He said the only person to beat him one-on-one was Bam.
Yeah.
Now think about that shit, bro. This man said Bam the only person to beat him one-on-one, but you got KD and Carmelo saying, nah, that's the best one-on-one player I've ever seen.
Fuck.
Nah.
Beasley nasty, bro.
KD's a sweet beast.
Fuck no.
What? You crazy. KD's a sweet beast. Just look off the game Beasley's played. Like, energy played a, you know what I'm saying? Played a killer in that game. He still won. But he playing KD.
They grew up together though, so like they know each other's game. Yeah. Like,
but we talking.
That's like me and you playing each other.
We talking KD.
I think
it's gonna be a good game.
I think Beasley was a little aggressive and rough because he was trying to match Lance. I think he didn't know which Lance was gonna show up.
So Lance really should have won the game. If Lance made shots, he win the game, bro. He wins that game, like.
When they
got
down,
a little too
a little,
excited, bro.
Yeah,
he was too excited about
arguing with niggas.
Yeah,
the
like he was too excited for the moment.
Off.
You feel me? Too excited for the moment. Like,
was it 100 racks?
200.
200.
It was 100 on the thing, and then Lance put up 100. Another 100.
Yeah,
it was 200.
Yeah,
it was 100K that like neither one of their bread, and Lance put up 100K of his own bread. You feel what I'm saying? Like he was a little too excited for the.
Boy, what?
Because think about it. Like,
I did not know that.
Think about it. He was winning. Les was winning the game. You make your shots. Timeout.
Come on, no. Bees was tired, bro. He let Bees stay in it when
Bees rough as hell though. Like, yeah, he rough. Yeah, he rough, bro. Like Katie frail, bro.
Elbow crack a rib.
That's the thing. Katie gonna go for blocks. He ain't gonna sit there and do all the battle. Like Lance had to do all that. Think about it, bro. Lance 6'4", 6'5". He gotta. Smack on the arms and all that. KD can live. Go for the block.
Yeah.
He's 7 foot.
He's seven foot. Like, hold up. Like,
Lance got to do all that fouling. You know what I'm saying? B's
6'7".
You feel me?
Nah, that be like 16.
That's big motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. You got to see, bro. They bro like 16.
You think he beat Melo? How you say?
I don't think he do.
Melo rough too.
I don't think Melo gonna match it, bro. I don't think he do Melo like that.
I said if Hoodie Mello show up,
exactly.
He out of there. If Hoodie Mello show up, he out of there.
I'm talking about the way you see on Chris Brickley Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. If he show
in
up
in the open runs,
he out of there. He had a I say so he was talking about where the like all these people were stealing from him, his mom,
Beasley, everybody. Yeah, that shit was.
I was like, bro, like that'll break you.
That shit'll break
you. Like, all these people being around you,
break you, for sure.
Your whole life.
Yeah, he's been through some shit.
He's 6'9".
6'9", 235.
KD, what?
180.
Nah, he not 180. He just frail as hell, though. Nah, he just frail, bro. He just frail. He probably 225, 230 off height.
You think?
Yeah.
Shit, 240 probably, bro.
Off height.
Oh, God. His weight coming from height, bro.
You would think that'd be a frail as hell, but he really got, I'm telling you, that nigga eat good.
Bro, he got
6'11", 240.
Y'all see, you know what I'm saying? Like, 240, all right.
240, solid. 240, like.
On a walking bucket.
You feel what I'm saying, bro?
Yo, so, like, what inspired the brand? Like, what's, like, the story behind it? Like, I know y'all brought, like, discussed, like, y'all had tossed around, like, different names. But what inspired it?
I'll say this, bro. Like, shit, it was one night we was in Brochette, like, writing down shit on a piece of paper, like, names, just trying to figure it out. And shit just stuck for real. Like, all right, cool. This is what we're going to do. Like, we head first with it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really what inspired it. Like, I also try to tell people, like, you got to take initiative. Shit, we could have talked about making no fumbles that we was blowing the face. We had to come up with the bread.
Yep.
We had to find a manufacturer. Like, we had to take the initiative. Like, all right, bro, this is what we're going to do. Like, this is what we put our energy towards. So, I feel like that's the origin of it. Like, shit. Yeah. Just brainstorming. Like,
brainstorming. I feel like it really hit us, though. Like, I was in the gym. I think you was at the field. And, like, we both play sports, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to drop the ball like a running back. No fumbles. Like, all 12 months.
Mind,
yeah.
And like, I saw the tour, like,
mm-hmm.
Like that first drop, I was like, man, that shit hard as hell.
All 12 months, you know what I'm saying?
You know, we might bump into a lot of people, man. They be like, damn, like, what it mean? Because, you know, first thing they do is try to relate it back to sports. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you could fumble a bag, fumble an opportunity,
anything,
like,
you could
lose a girl, like, everything, bro. Like, so it's just like a way of life, for real. Like, just capitalizing on any and everything, bro, for real. No lie.
I like that. Like that. Break it down, like in that term, because excuse me, that's
everybody
like,
got a lot different of
people
feels.
Said, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be a mechanic,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or going to school to be a mechanic, and you don't want to fumble the opportunity to,
you know what I'm saying?
To go work on your dream car, like you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
like,
got you know different dreams, different mindsets, and different motives, so. We're just trying to put that mindset into people, whatever you do, like you could do it all 12 months
that's
of the year. You know what I mean?
That's hard. That's where that first drop came from.
First drop.
My daughter stole my
That's kind of why we kind of came like that, too,
yeah,
first
like,
drop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All 12 months on the back of the shirt, different locations. Like we was going on tour. You'd be able to get it.
My daughter.
We about to drop them again.
Yeah,
week.
My daughter stole it.
Next week.
I ain't going to say she stole it, but. I can never find it. You know, when I see it, she's walking out the door. She like, all right, Dad, bye. And I look, and all I see is tour days. I like, this thing.
Yeah.
I got my shorts, though.
Yeah, yeah,
the shorts are hard, though. I put them bitches on with anything.
The shorts so chill. You can go cut the grass in the shorts.
I've done that.
Look on the grill in the shorts.
Tell you.
Lay down in the shorts. Like, oh, no. But you can do everything in the shorts, bro.
I won't do too much. I won't weed either. I'm not fucking them up. He ain't gonna kill me to walk.
You know what I'm saying?
Got there weed it. I'm not fucking up my shorts. I did want to ask y'all if you could pick one rapper to wear.
Well, I thought about this.
To an award show or something who would you pick?
Let me go first. Chief Keef. And you probably, you feel me?
I feel like you know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I'm going Chief Keef though.
Why?
Because think about it. Chief Keef gonna pull up with some shit on. He gonna pull up in a nice car. The only thing about it, he just gonna pull up smelling like gas. That's the only problem.
That's it.
But he gonna come with a hard outfit, his crew. You feel me? Chains on. Everything.
I ain't mad at that. He got that look.
Yeah, he got that look. And he been in it for a while, you know what I'm saying? So people know it's who that is.
Shit. I know Unk might not know him. You gonna know him.
That's crazy.
Come on, bro.
Damn.
I know you not gonna know him, bro.
What's up, might not even know
V's.
Who? no disrespect. You say V?
His name V's. V's.
For our younger generation.
Y'all know who we're talking about.
V's, man.
He put Mr. that shit Detroit together. Himself. Yeah, bro. Like, he in that Detroit way.
Definitely.
V-E-Z-E.
I'd put Rio in our hit, too.
You know who I want to say, but, that shit is so stereotypical, bro. Young boy, his influence is so crazy, bro. He had the whole country wearing no fumbles, bro. Yeah. Everybody want to be like niggas.
Facts.
But V's for sure.
Thinking about him outside of his tour.
That's him?
Yeah, that's V's, bro. V's hard. He on that little Detroit wave. He on that Detroit wave, but they be putting shit together anyways in Detroit.
So he don't rap like Calico. I mean, he don't rap like Big Sean. Do he rap like
he got his own flow.
He got his own flow.
Yeah, he got his own flow.
It's like a slur type mumble shit.
We're gonna show you after. We're gonna put you on, bro. I need to hear this. I swear to God, I put V's in our shit, bro. He gonna put it together, bro. Imagine V's in the no fumble jeans shorts. Come on, bro. Montana love them shorts.
You feel me?
Montana
know who he is too.
Montana love them shorts.
I told him I had a baby delivery.
I'm about to get him some Jordans to wear. I'm like, hey, bro, don't do that shit no more. The delivery room, bro. That's hard. Speaking of rappers, so clearly I know one of yours, your top five rappers, right now. I ain't gonna say top five, the five people you rocking with right now.
I'm gonna go No Cap Rallo. You know who No Cap Rallo is? You heard him before?
I know. Is that the guy you want Brendan play for?
No, that's Rio.
No. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's Rio, the young OG. Yeah. All right. You got Thug, No Cap Rallo, Future, and then Chucky. It's a rapper named Chucky. Chucky Wacko. He are, bro.
Y'all gonna have to text me. Yeah. give me one song. My little cousin put me on. I had heard some of Big X music, right?
Big X employee.
Then he put on he played. I forgot what song it was, but it had a sample, and I was like, Damn, that shit got hard. But yeah. Now it's like you can escape them.
You know what I'm saying? He's mainstream now. Yeah. You got your five. My five. I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna be honest. I can't even give it to y'all. That pause. Let me use that pause. Yeah. I'm gonna definitely go Future for one.
I do like that new one.
I be listening to Future a lot. I'm gonna throw V's in there.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw V's in there. That Zillionaire, you dope. I be listening to him. That's three.
Like, who the hell is that?
He from Dallas. He from Dallas. You feel me? I'm about to be out there. I'll throw Lil Durk in there. Free him. I just see something about him. Free him.
Yeah. I fuck with Durk.
They're trying to cook my man.
I swear to God.
Man. And then last one, I don't know. Rod Wave. I'm in my feelings. I listen to Rod Wave.
So
he don't like Rod
Wave. I'm gonna tell you, I don't like him.
I don't rock with Rod Wave, man.
But like, and it's nothing against him, but it's like, how old is he? He young. I feel like I asked somebody this.
Probably,
like,
bro?
I asked my goddaughter like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I asked how old he was. I feel like she told me at the time he was 22.
Yeah, he's not old.
But my thing, I'm like, bro, you went through all of this since you only 22?
Shit.
Like, damn, bro, like, you are emotional. So then she played a song for me. I was like, as soon as she like hit play, I was like, yo, the song is like 2 minutes and 10 seconds. This ain't a song. This is a freestyle or something. I look him up. I find like an acoustic version of him, like one of his songs. I'm like, bro, why this nigga just won't do this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't rock with bro, but like, he got some shit.
He got some songs.
Like, okay,
he got some hard songs. Come on. I like Lil Papa too.
Stop crying.
Lil Papa too. He hard.
Who that? Yeah, I listen, y'all. Nobody's got me like, oh, this fucking is bitch. I'm like, who that? Y'all just got to text me.
That nigga V, he talking about V-E.
Send me one song.
I'm done.
Damn, bro. I listen to it. I'm not against like these new rappers, like, you know what I'm saying, but like,
I guess, I get what you mean, because you know, some of your generation be against.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm not. Some of the people I listen to, like when they speak on this new, like, y'all niggas just gotta understand, like, shut the fuck up and move, like, you know what I'm saying. So when I see somebody I grew up listening to working with a new artist, even featured on their song, giving them the look, the shot, like. Then I'm like, all right, if they fucking with him, I'ma listen to him.
Of course, yeah. I'll give you this though, bro. Like, you give an artist a chance though. Like when me and Brandon played Rio in the car, like,
yeah,
give him a chance. Man, what the hell is this? You know how Rio getting to talking, like Rio getting to talking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is this?
Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about too.
You feel me? Like,
it's crazy, but
you
like,
know how Rio get, bro.
Yeah, like out the gate. I'm like, goddamn, bro.
Talking about crazy stuff.
Yeah, especially I ain't even about to repeat.
And Brandon be on it, bro. Bro, I was riding with this motherfucker one day, and he put on some girl rapper from New York. And she was like talking on some dyke shit. I was like, bro, what are you listening to? Why are you playing this, bro? I was like, Brad. He's like, that shit hard.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, what's that girl name? George.
Georgiana, no, it's the shit.
Let's see. Another question I got here. Like, when y'all being like both college students, like, what's the biggest misconception of, like, a college hustler? Like, y'all not out here like Tariq St. Patrick. Like, you know what I'm saying? like, what's the biggest misconception, like, you think somebody may have, like, of y'all and, like, what y'all represent, what y'all do?
I feel like, man, for this question right here, honestly, being in college, like, that shit made me realize, like, the easiest route you probably could take is, like, staying home, getting a job, because you're getting the money immediately, right?
Yep.
We're in college, like, you're trying to get a degree. Even when we get a degree, we not guaranteed to come out, you know what I'm saying, with a job, yeah, working with that degree, but, like, we're trying to balance everything. Like, we might get a refund check here and there, man, but as you get older, you realize that ain't shit. Like,
yeah,
that shit gonna blow.
Yep.
You gotta pay rent, you gotta pay your car insurance, this and that. Like, so I feel like that's the biggest misconception, that the easiest thing is to do is go to college. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
I feel like the easiest thing to do is, shit, I'm about to stay home and work. I'm about to stay home and get my money a different way. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I feel like that's the easiest shit. Like, shit, I might be in class, like, on Snapchat, look, see, motherfucker might post on Snapchat and number rats. I'm looking at my boy, I'm like, damn, bro, we ain't here learning. We ain't here learning about biomechanics. Them boys, I ran up a ticket, like, you feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I feel like that's the biggest misconception, bro. Like,
but it's about staying the course,
you feel me?
Yeah, I feel like college, it depends what you go for, of course. Depends, like, where you're trying to get your degree, and depends the job market. The conception, though, like, that people don't see is, like, time and effort we got to put in, like, the go to class, get out of class, work on our business, you know what I'm saying? Work on and do other things, too. Like, we're still in college at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like people don't see the behind the scenes. They just see, oh, yeah, like, them boys started a business. They working on their business. But, like, they don't see the time and the effort, you know what I'm saying? Us going to class every morning. Them 8 a.m.s, like, them hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get up, you have to go to class all day, finish class, write an essay, and then you got people trying to buy some merch and stuff, like from the brand.
Yeah.
And you got to balance it all in one day, you know what I'm saying? It gets hard. It's a lot.
It's definitely tough, man. Like, and I mean, y'all know, like, even, like, with my job, it's like, I got to get up, like, during school, like, kid situated, now somebody may want something custom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I gotta design it, send it, like, what you think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, let's change this, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm charging you each month, right?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm taking my time, like, you know what I'm saying? Then I got, like, people want something custom, and then they want it rushed, so, like, now I got the
charging more,
vinyl.
Yeah,
I gotta take the time, cut, weed the vinyl. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's something like that, other than that, like, I'm designing it. It's like people don't understand, like, the time. Like, I think they see
the finished product.
Yeah,
bro, like,
and
they
that's easy. Yeah. Like, they see the celebrities or, like, you know, Instagram people. Like, nah, bro. Like, I tell my kids, like,
that's the biggest misconception right there. People don't never see the behind the scenes, what you're doing. Right. They just see the finish, like, you at the finish line or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, you're doing. They just see the when you're done with it, you know what I mean? They don't never see, what you did to do it or what you put in the work to do it. So I feel like that's the biggest misconception right there.
Yeah, that's
especially with, like, social media, too, nowadays, you know what I'm saying? People, like, get on the internet and just look at things that's flashy and stuff like that. Like, people that's already made it, and they already expecting that. Oh, yeah, they see us post some flashy stuff, and they think we made it. Like, nah, it's not even nowhere near that. Like, we just worked hard, was able to get here, you know, off our muscle and strength. So that's the biggest misconception for sure.
I know for me personally, like, what keeps me level-headed, keeps me grounded, is just, like my family. Like, I tell people, like, all the time, yo, my goal every day is to get back home to my kids. Like, that's my goal every day. Like, who in y'all lives, like, keep y'all grounded? Like, with everything y'all got going on, college, dealing with the brand, like, you know, like, still trying to, like, have your personal life, like, be able to hang out with your boys and shit.
Like who
is that person that just, like, keep you grounded?
Man, for me, like, just like you, man, I just say, like, my family for real.
Yeah.
But then also, bro, like, it might be times, like, I call bro, like, man, shit, like, this right here going on, this and that going on, like, you know, we the same age, same position, same situation. So a lot of stuff, like, we'd be able to relate to, you know what I'm saying, with each other, or shit, just help each other push through. Like, I might be over tripping about shit. He'd be like, man, bro, you good? Like, just, or vice versa, like, you know what I'm saying? Too. So, like, I would say just my family and bro, for real.
Yeah, that's like even with Jam, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I call him like, man, this, like, he was like, yeah, man, but, like, you know, like, he Jam up, like, he chill, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there's been times he's called me with the same shit, and I'd be having to, like, stop this motherfucker from crashing
you
out.
Feel me?
I'm like, hey, bro, like, I've been on them steakhouse. Outside them grills, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I wish you motherfucking Mike, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's important to have, like that brotherhood, that person, like y'all know, my circle's small, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you in one of the group chats, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, and real shit, like,
facts.
If it ain't really y'all, like I'm good on that shit, like, honestly, because it's so crazy, because you, like, You just don't know. Like, motherfuckers be like plotting, like Kenny Wild, bro. Like, I met Kenny, bro. I'm gonna tell you real shit. Kenny just showed up at my house. He just showed up, bro. I was living in Windjammer.
Talking about Kenny we used to work with?
Yeah.
He just showed up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, we were doing music at the time, so we were recording at my crib, and my boy Dakota out in Cali, shout out Dakota. Like, Dakota came by, and, like, Kenny was with him, and, like, he never left.
Yeah.
Like, Kenny, bro.
Kenny the boy,
been,
bro.
Me, Kenny, my brother been friends like 15 years, bro. And it's just like,
I tell people, how the fuck
you know him?
Kenny the boy, bro. No lie, bro.
Bro, like, hell, and Kenny will tell you, bro, I slid for him too.
Yeah, boy, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Who did what? All right.
Yeah, get your boy.
Jump out. Hey, one white boy pull up and jump out with nothing but niggas. On a bunch of white boys. The motherfucker was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She got that dark outside quick. Literally.
Yeah, you talking about literally.
Bro, for real, bro. Like, that brotherhood is, like, is important. What advice would y'all give to you went to North Myrtle?
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would y'all give to, like, somebody, a student in North Myrtle, like, right now, that's, like, seeing what y'all doing, what y'all got going on?
Definitely. I would tell them, for one, figure out what you want to do, because not everyone could be in my shoes. I can't be in everyone else's shoes, you know, so. First thing, obviously, figure out what you want to do in life, figure out your goals, and have that mindset. I would tell them, anything you put your mind to, you can definitely do. Don't let anyone tell you you can't, because it's going to take time, you know, struggle, all that, but, like, it'll fall in place. Just figure out something you want to do, put your dedication to it, and it'll work out.
I'll speak from, like a brand aspect, because I had a couple kids already just like, man, how y'all doing this, how y'all doing that? First thing I tell them is, like, we spoke earlier, like, just take initiative, like, you know what I'm saying? If you feel confident in your work, man, just take initiative.
Yeah.
Get a sample. Get 10 shirts. Get 50 shirts. See how they sell. You feel what I'm saying?
Just
everybody rocking with it. Like, just be confident.
Be
then, like,
confident
another thing, like,
you do.
Another thing, like, that shit, we learned early, bro, like, the support gonna come from outsiders.
1,000%
Before it come from, you know, people you know, bro.
1,000%
I tell somebody, you know, that's in high school, but, like, don't let that rattle you, because it can.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it can. You might be like, oh, man, like, my hood ain't rocking with me. Mm-hmm. My folks ain't rocking with me for real.
Yeah.
But these outside of people is, like, at the end of the day, I shit gotta keep going.
That's
no matter. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
My goddaughter's mom. She was alive. She was working at a restaurant in Charleston. She ordered. It was just the logo on a Champion hoodie, like a raincoat. And so I got different versions of the logo. So I got the shark with the logo underneath and just logo. Bro, I just threw the shark right there. Boom. She wore it to work our boss man was like, because it was like an outside bar too. He's like, yo, where you get that? So like, he told him.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, I want 3 for every waitress like I got, bro. Like, and like to this date, like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, like that's crazy because you, like you said, you don't get that support.
You don't get that, like, support from, you know, from the whole team, yeah, like, definitely. From the whole, like, team, that's, bro.
That's
like,
that's the tough shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's
but like you said, you gotta kind of don't let that shit.
Yeah, you can't even let that shit rattle you, bro.
Stay
like,
focused. Don't worry about what they got.
You
going
feel
on,
me,
you
like?
But also remember, when you get there, I remember you.
Yeah,
like you're saying, like that. That clip, bro, like, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. With old girl, he's like, oh yeah, the
you got folks. They want free shit.
Oh my god,
it's not free for us to make it,
no,
bro.
Hell
like,
no
cap, like, bro. If my mama paying full price, you think I'm about to give you some mm-hmm. shit for free? Like,
yep.
Like, yeah, hell, y'all don't go in Nike and be like, man, let me get that shit for free,
shit,
like,
bro. My mom done ordered a couple of things for me.
Full price,
like, full price. No,
you feel me?
So,
like,
oh, I like that hoodie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, bro. And it's so that free shit, boy.
Yeah, bro.
Because I like that example because I use it all the time. You go to Walmart and that's shit free. You don't, bro.
No, it's like getting
this shit in Walmart.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to have to pay for it in Walmart.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to be more.
I hate because, let's say when you go out of town, like, I'm speaking people, you know, somebody go out of town and, like, first thing they do, they make sure they got them an outfit, right? They go to the store, whatever they like, now they spend it. Now they spend it and get it. So I don't see why y'all come to us feeling like we something less, you know. We a store as well too.
I'm talking about,
like, you know,
and our shit, like,
what if
quality,
what
bro,
if our,
like,
stuff was in that store?
Yeah,
and you went there and bought it.
Yeah,
you ain't know. No. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it just,
like, y'all don't know the designer
mm-hmm.
that did that Nike tech suit. You don't know that nigga.
You feel, like, you know, but they saying? But they know us, so they feel like,
yeah, that's my man.
I know, bro, gonna slide me. So, hell no,
nah, bro. That's like, and like, I've never asked. Like, I bought shit from, like, my boy YH out in Cali. He a rapper. He dropped some merch, bro. And I did a photo shoot, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna throw this shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, and I sent it to him, bro. He was posting that shit on his Instagram, on his Snap. Like, bro, I'm always gonna support anybody I see that's, like in the same field doing the same thing that I'm doing, what I'm interested in. Like, bro. I done bought so much shit from people, like, just to show support, man.
Nah, full fact.
Full fact.
I got 2 questions to wrap this up. So, first question. You had to pick one. Courtside seats at the NBA Finals, front row at your favorite rapper concert, or backstage at Fashion Week?
I'm going to go finals. Courtside at the finals. Definitely.
That would be my answer, too.
Me too.
It don't even matter who's playing.
Me too.
From the finals.
Yeah.
So, I'm going courtside.
Right now, as of today.
This finals?
It's 2-1 Pacers. Who went in the series?
OKC.
Six or seven.
It's going 6 or 7, bro.
I can't switch up. I done had Pacers before the series started, though. I had Pacers before the series started. I'm not switching up. I like Pacers to win it.
It's
7.
I picked them in 6. I'm not even bullshit. Cody will tell you.
Yep. I like him.
Like,
you
seven.
Pick who?
I picked the Pacers in 6.
You saw the post before the story.
I'm not changing.
Before they started the series, I posted it. I said, what the Halle Burton? I said, what the Halle Burton, man? Yeah.
Halle Burton, but Ben Matherin came through last night, Arizona.
Yeah.
Nah, he did, though.
Without him, they
lost that game without him. Easy. Yeah.
McConnell had big plays, too, though.
McConnell did.
Come on, go ahead, bro.
We ain't going to get in that. Not this one, bro. We ain't going to get in that.
Last question. If each of you could individually pick a theme song to represent the brand, like, what song would it be? And if I don't know song, you gotta take me references.
Respect. I'm gonna let him go first on this one.
All right, but I was gonna say that Chuck in My World, but like now I'm thinking about it. It's a song by Future. It's called Never Forget. If y'all don't know that song, go listen to that. It's gonna hit.
Hard. I'll tell you, it's hard.
It's gonna hit, bro.
I think I'm gonna go Future too.
I'll show you that song immediately when we get out here.
I'm gonna go Future. I'm gonna just keep it, you know what I'm saying, playing Jay. I'm gonna go Solo. Future by Solo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Take my advice. Never go that.
That's hard.
I'm definitely gonna go Future, Never Forget, bro. Like, I'm talking about.
You have to play it.
If you got your own shit, bro, like money, anything, bro, Never Forget, bro, about Future, bro. Like, you done been through some shit, like, Future. Like,
I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna leave it here. Bro, it took me a minute to rock with Future, bro. I'm gonna tell you, he had the songs, and I was like, oh, man, here we go again. Like,
you just don't like personality.
Well, I didn't, like, because I couldn't understand.
Yeah, I knew he was about to say he couldn't understand.
I'm gonna tell you what song it was when he dropped Never End with Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
I said, okay, this is bad.
Yeah,
then he kind of really, like, oh, he really took off after that. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, now you really got the women. The women, the hood bitches fucking with him. Yeah. When he dropped that, everybody fucking with him. I was like, I got you, Future. Mm-hmm. And then shout out to Brandon. Brandon was like, nah, bro, you got to go back and listen to this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Brandon, he wanted to know. Brandon keep me up to date on Future,
sure.
Bro.
Future,
like,
hard, bro.
I'll tell you that.
Future hard.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all boys, man.
Yes, sir.
No fumbles.
No doubt.
Let them know where they can find
y'all. Let them know if we're coming back.
What?
I said, let them know if we're coming back.
Oh, man.
Y'all can find us on IG at No Fumbles Clothing. Snapchat, No Fumbles Clothing. We got a drop coming out next week. Next week. And be here.
I need one of these.
Next week. Next week, bro.
A lot of shoes in my closet.
You
for
feel
that,
me? You like, man, that's the classy look. Like,
I got the black and gray 12s.
You know what I'm saying? Chilling.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Your boy Franchise signing off. We out this motherfucker. Ain't shit.